You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We bless the name of the Lord for this day. We are here at Favor Thursday to pray. Our first prayer is from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Father in heaven, please help me hold fast to faith and hope for favor. Father in heaven, please help me hold fast to faith and hope for favor. Now, it's Favor Thursday, and from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, we read that, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. It is important for us to always rejoice in the Lord. When we put our hope in God, it enables us to rejoice in Him. All our prayers today are centering on how to sustain hope in God for favor. How to sustain hope in God for favor. And one way to sustain our hope in the Lord is to rejoice constantly in Him. It's a decision you take. It's not about when rejoicing only when you feel like it, or only when you have seen something that is good or positive. Our walk with the Lord, we know from 2 Corinthians 5:7 that it's by faith and not by sight. We hope in the Lord, and one way to keep your hope alive in God is to make up your mind to constantly rejoice in Him, no matter the situation. When we keep singing God's promises as ministers, and when we testify of His miracles, and when we serve with joy, it enables us to sustain our hope in Him. We keep singing. You sing. Every time you keep singing, you keep praising the Lord, blessing His name. You don't stop singing. Some say that, oh, I sing only when I feel like it. No, that is not supposed to be what we do. We sing no matter what the situation is, because our hope is in the Lord. And as we keep singing, our hope is rekindled in Him. We keep testifying of His miracles that He has done. Because He has done it before, He will do it again, because He's the God who never changes. And we keep serving Him with joy. These things keep our hope in God alive. If we fail to do these things, let's remember that fear is waiting. Comparing one another is waiting. When we take we don't place our hope in the Lord, when we stop singing, when we stop singing and we stop exercising our joy in the Lord, fear is outside waiting. Comparing with one another, especially when we see on social media, our schoolmates, they have gone ahead of us, seemingly, because you never know till the end. And mark the end of the just, this end shall be peace. And the path of the just shineth brighter and brighter. So I'll put it again this way. Seemingly, when our colleagues have gone ahead of us, you finish senior high with them, but now they are doing MBA. And it seems that you haven't even gone past, you haven't even started your degree program. Some have built their houses, they're actually building their third house. And you don't even have a land, not even one cement bag. You see, so you see these things and then you are like, oh wow, you see them in social media, because of course, they will always splash it on social media. So you look at these things and you say, oh pastor, I don't want to sing again. Oh why, what is wrong? Oh pastor, it's nothing. But you know your heart, you are down. So you put it aside and you rejoice in the Lord. You sing. And as you do so, exercising your hope in the Lord, no enemy of comparison will lay hold on you in the name of Jesus. And no ingratitude, spirit of ingratitude, will not have a place in your mind. No double-mindedness. This way, should I stop it? Okay, let me continue. This way, should I stop? Every time you are considering your mind, should I stop? Should I stop this? Is it that you start wondering whether you heard God's voice in the first place? You are the same person who told your pastor, oh, I had a dream. I believe God has called me to be part of the music ministry. Then you come back double-minded. Oh, that one you don't even call your pastor. You'll be alone in your room. This day, am I sure? It's been how many years now? Oh, okay, but this is my junior cry. No, I must have heard wrongly. That day, what was going on? Oh, okay. Then you begin to have double-mindedness. You forget the scripture all of a sudden. You just forget that the path of the just. It says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So then now, oh, okay, everything is a mistake. You've forgotten that scripture. That if you are in that choir, you are there because of a reason. You've forgotten that, oh, these things will always come attacking your mind, but you need to overcome them by faith. That is why it is a step. It's a walk by faith with the Lord. A walk by faith with the Lord. It's not a running. It's a walk by faith, step by step with the Lord. And of course, please understand that Jesus will not use social media verification to get you into heaven. He doesn't use YouTube followers to get you into heaven. Where is it written in your Bible that you'll be asked, when you were on the earth, how many YouTube followers did you have? The question that will be asked is, did you complete my assignment? A man who traveled into a far country gave unto his servants good. On the day of reckoning, he asked them, out of what I gave you, what did you do? And of course, we know that God seeth the heart. Even though men will always look on the outward. How big is the car you have? How big is the house you built? Men will forever look at those things. Your dress, did you match the shoe with the dress? That's all they'll look at. But God looks at the heart. And we know that promotion cometh from above. And when God sees your heart, when he sees that constantly you are hoping in him, your promotion will surely come in the name of Jesus. And you will bear your fruit in season, as we read the other time, or we studied the other time at ministry. Okay, you heard God's word. We are praying, holding on to Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. So we are praying that, Father in heaven, please help me hold fast to faith and hope in you for favor. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to keep our faith in you. In the name of Jesus, to keep our faith in you. Lord, to keep our hope alive, to keep our hope alive, to keep our hope alive, that our hope will never fail. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, never to waver in our minds, never to waver in our minds, Lord Jesus, but to hold fast. To hold fast, to hold fast this profession of our faith in the name of Jesus without wavering, Lord, because you are faithful. Lord, you are faithful, Lord. Therefore, grant us the grace to, Lord, keep our hope in you in the name of Jesus, to keep our hope in you, to keep our hope in you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We often forget the goodness of the Lord, all the things God has done for us, when we come up with expectations that we haven't seen met yet. We cut short God's programming or his preparing us. We cut the preparation short, or we go back It's like we are in class 6. And then we forget all that God has done for us from class 1 to class 5 and brought us to class 6. We forget, start complaining and grumbling. Then we start going back to class 5, class 4, class 3, class 2. We must constantly remember where the Lord has brought us from. That is an indication that he's going to take us to better places. That what he has ahead of us is better. Is better. So we see in Psalm 103 verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't look at someone, what they have, and then all of a sudden think that God has done nothing for you. But let us always remember all that God has done. Never forgetting his benefits. And let it propel our hearts in hope as we serve him. Lord, please grant me the grace to keep a heart which is full of gratitude and to always strengthen my hope in you. This is what we are praying. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Grant me the grace to keep a heart.
Grant us the grace, O Lord, to keep hearts full of gratitude. Hearts full of gratitude. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hearts full of gratitude. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, please grant me the grace to keep a heart full of gratitude and to always strengthen my hope in you.
Condition our hearts, Lord. Condition our hearts, O Lord, to always be full of gratitude towards you, Lord, for all the benefits. All that you have done for us, never let it be, Lord, that we ever forget. In the name of Jesus, Lord, forgive us any time that, Lord, we took our eyes off, Lord, the benefits that which you have done for us, that we complained and we grumbled, and Lord, we murmured. We ask for forgiveness, Lord, every time that we lost hope in you and forgetting that which you had done for us. We pray that, Lord, forgive us, Lord, and grant us the grace in the name of Jesus, Lord, to keep our eyes fixed on you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, to keep our hearts full of gratitude. Our hearts full of gratitude. In the name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has granted us soundness of mind. Fear must never have its place. When there is fear, you don't have peace of mind. You are constantly anxious. It starts affecting your health. Because when mentally it's not going well, you see, it starts affecting your health, affects your diet, it affects your digestion. You start coming up with all sorts of sicknesses. And it must never be so. God is the source of our peace. And when we exercise our hope in him, it grants us peace. So we are praying that I reject fear and confusion. Oh Lord, fill me with faith to hope for favor. Fill me with faith to hope for your favor, Lord. I reject any fear and confusion. It is not part of our lives. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Rejecting any fear. In the name of Jesus, fear is not part of my life. It's never part of our lives. We reject any fear. We reject any fear. We reject any fear. We reject any confusion. We reject any anxiety. In the name of Jesus, we declare that faith in the Lord, hope in the Lord, peace of mind is our portion. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, peace of mind, 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 through Christ Jesus, is our portion. In the name of Jesus, fear has no place in our midst. Fear has no place in our midst. In the mighty name of Jesus. A lot of people, because of fear, have walked away from grace. they have rejected the Savior. But it must not be. Jesus saith unto him, in John chapter 14, verse 6, the way, the truth, and the life, no one cometh unto the Father except by me. We also know from John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Don't let fear grip your heart and think that, oh, this is all that you came to do on the earth, that is all, so there's nothing to live for. When God comes into your life through Jesus Christ, that is when life begins all over. And so that's when we say that you have been born again, not by the flesh, but by the Spirit, that being the Holy Spirit. So just say this short prayer after me, believing in your heart and confessing it loudly or clearly, and Jesus will be the Lord of your life, granting you eternal life. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. I believe that you died, and yet on the third day, you arose again. Today, I commit my life into your hands. I choose to be your servant. Lord, from this day and forevermore, please make me yours. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please, let's bless the name of the Lord.
Father, we thank you for what you've done in this encounter. Thank you for delivering us in the spirit of fear and restoring us faith and hope in you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Israel.
Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 0260009090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.